Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to make your husband feel like a winner. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to solve different problems or challenges that you might have in your marriage. So visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to make your husband feel like a winner. So, a couple of weeks ago, I was at a charity event. It was at an organization called Feed My Starving Children. We were packing manna meals for needy children in Africa. And so this was an event organized by my husband for his team at work, just as a team building and a community service kind of an activity, okay? So as we were packing the meals, we're working together as a team, and there's kind of some of his team is right by us and others are scattered kind of around throughout the building. And there were other teams there too from other employers. And so that's kind of setting up the scene. And so as we were packing, my husband was trying to rally the troops a little bit, you know, and speed them up so that we could pack more meals than the other teams that were around us. And he said, "I want to go home a winner." It was kind of more to himself than the whole really team at large. And just the few of us right next to him heard it. And then he said, "I don't get to do that all the time," referring to challenges at work that keep him from feeling like a winner. I think we all have days like that, right? But this is so typical for a man because they're very big on competition by nature. And so it is important to them to feel like a winner. And so my husband was saying this, you know, just for, you know, he was being fun and it was kind of a just maybe tongue-in-cheek kind of a way, you know, just talking. And most of us in earshot laughed when he said it. And then what happened is that a man who was standing next to me said, "Yeah, then when I go home, I definitely don't feel like a winner." Girls, I felt like someone had punched me in the stomach. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that. It broke my heart, this poor guy. And maybe he was just saying it tongue in cheek like Paul was about work. I don't know, but I know the reality that a lot of men feel that way. And that is so sad to me. And it was just plastered right in front of my eyes and written on my heart, this image of seeing this man saying that. He's trying to be a winner at work, this guy, and he's trying to be a winner at home, and he doesn't feel like he's winning at either of them. And I don't know about you, but I do not want my husband to feel like that. I also feel for this guy's wife. You know, clearly she's not happy, or she wouldn't be tearing him down at night when he comes home from work. And actually, I'm certain she probably doesn't know she's doing it. Or if she does realize it, she's not sure how to stop it or how hurtful it is. I so wish I could get to her and just teach her what I'm about to teach you. Girls, I really want to get the word out about this. We can't let this continue going on in our marriages, right? We can't let our husbands feel this way on a daily basis. It's our job to work to build them up, to be their biggest cheerleader, to tell them every day how great we think they are and how much we appreciate them and to thank them for what they do for us. And to try to control our tongues a little bit and discern if every negative, nitpicky thought that comes out of our mouth or that comes into our mind needs to come out of our mouths, right? We can be the change that we wish to see in our marriages. Those challenges are there, sure they are, but how we handle them is so important. And I think our nature to handle them is in a more negative way that tears our husbands down. There are ways to solve challenges in marriage that build our husband up along the way. But we need to start first by getting them to a place where they feel like a winner. And I want to do more than just encourage you on this today. I want to give you some practical tools to work on this, to work on building your husband up so that he can feel like a winner at home, no matter what is going on at work. And let me say, if you are in a tough spot with your husband right now, I see you. I know. And I understand that what I'm saying might be hard to hear or hard to believe, but have faith and hang in there and give this a try. You know, part of why we struggle so much in marriage is simple but not easy. Men and women need to receive love in different ways. And typically, we give love in the way we need to receive it. So for women, we want to feel love for who we are on the inside. But for men, it's different. They want to be respected for who they are on the outside so they can feel like a winner. So if we're going around trying to love our husband in a way that we want to be loved, he might not feel the love. All that work that we're doing, he might not feel it because it's not what he needs. And so that's where a lot of frustration comes in, because you feel like you're trying, but he's not getting it. And all it is a simple communication error that can totally be fixed. So today, I am going to share 3 things that you can do to speak directly to your husband's heart. These 3 things will make him feel like a winner. I hope you have pen and paper ready so you can take notes, because I'm giving you an action plan, okay? So the first thing you are going to do is text, call, or email your husband and express appreciation for something he has recently done. Did he take out the trash before work today? Did he pay the bills over the weekend? Did he do something nice for your children? Did he just simply take care of the children for a while for you? Did he listen to you when you were complaining about something? Think on this for a few minutes and find something meaningful, something authentic. Even if you think it's something he should be doing, try and change your perspective on that and find true gratitude for the fact that he's doing this for you. It's because he loves you. Trust me on this. It will not backfire. And you know, I try to wrap scripture in when it's applicable. And one scripture I found on this topic is Proverbs 25:11. The right word at the right time is like golden apples in silver jewelry. So our words can be so inspiring and uplifting to our husbands. A great thing to thank your husband for is for going to work to support your family. I'm serious about this. You will melt his heart if you will say, "Thank you for going to work for our family today and for working so hard to support us. I am really grateful for that." It might feel weird to you to thank him for something like that, but men thrive on respect. So when you tell your husband you appreciate him going to work for you, he feels respected by you, and this makes him feel, ding, 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 like a winner. You know it. Okay, so that is assignment number 1. Express appreciation. Action number 2 is to do something nice for him. I recommend that you try to think of something a little bit out of the ordinary that you might not normally do. It does not have to be huge. But if you know your husband's love language, that would be really helpful here. So for example, if his love language is acts of service, maybe you could do a little service project for him that he would really appreciate. In our family, one example is watering the outside plants for my husband. That's like this responsibility that he feels to take care of the outside. And he always appreciates when he comes home from work and we tell him we've already done that. And so he doesn't have to. He loves that. And so that's just one example. You could also make him one of his favorite dinners, or maybe pack his lunch for work the next day, or run one of his errands, like picking up dry cleaning or allergy medicine or something like that. You know your husband best, though. So think on it for a minute and pick something that would really speak to him. If your husband's love language is gifts, then you could go out and buy him something small that you know he's been wanting, or even just buying him something special at the grocery store that's only for him. My husband loves when I do that. I'll get him sometimes like his own cereal or his own like nut mix or candy or something, and I write his name on it, and the kids know this is for Dad, something special just for him. Because so often, I think us moms feel this way too, but dads feel like there's nothing specifically for them. Everything's for the kids. And so that's a great way to speak his love language if his love language is gifts. If your husband's love language is quality time, perhaps you could do something with him that you normally don't do. So for example, if you don't normally watch his favorite sport with him because you hate it, maybe you could tonight, just this one time, as a way to speak love to him and be bonding with him and sharing an activity with him that would speak very loudly to him if his love language is quality time. If your husband's love language is words of affirmation, assignment number one, or your action item number one, is a start here, just by expressing appreciation. But you could take it a step further. So if your words of appreciation are really important to your husband as his love language, you could maybe write out a card or put a sticky note in his work bag or on his bathroom mirror or somewhere like that. Or you could try to compliment him publicly. Men love that. Makes them feel so good in public when they are complimented publicly. So finally, if your husband's love language is physical touch, perhaps you could give him a massage this evening for a few minutes, and maybe consider saving him a little bit of energy for some intimacy after the kids go to bed. He might love that. Trust me. Okay, so that was your action item number two, which was find something nice to do for your husband. Action item number three is to greet him and really listen to him when he comes home from work tonight. This one is more difficult than it seems because we are so busy as moms. We often allow our husband to come into our homes without fanfare after they've been gone all day working for us. But a welcome home greeting sends a wonderful message of love and respect. So what do I mean by this? Well, when your husband comes home from work, stop what you're doing and greet him with a hug or a kiss or even just your eye contact. And be intentional about welcoming him home. Definitely make sure the kids greet him too. This was a subject in our marriage a while back. My husband actually said once, "I feel like I come in the door and it doesn't matter," because we all just kind of kept going about our day. And so now, ever since then, that was a long time ago, but we've made an effort to greet him when he comes home from work. And so I know that he's not the only man that has that feeling. So, you know, make sure you greet him, make sure the kids greet him, make him a welcome home sign. Like, you could go all out today, you know, do it a little bit overboard maybe if you want, just to be fun and to make sure he gets the message that he's really appreciated. And so that part might be the easy part. And here's something really important. When he does speak to you about his day, pause what you're doing to actively listen to him. If you're chopping vegetables, put down the knife, make eye contact, and listen. If you're washing dishes, turn off the water, dry your hands, and listen. If you're changing a diaper, well, you might want to finish that job first, but you can make an effort to look up kind of while you're finishing it, but you get my idea, right? So throughout the evening then, if your husband starts talking to you about his day, here's something else really important that I have learned. Do not judge what he says. Do not tell him he handled something wrong. This is where a lot of us women go wrong. We think because our husband is sharing these things with us that we should chime in with our feminine perspective. We mistakenly think that our husband is asking for our advice, but he's not. You know what he's doing? He is looking for our respect. He wants us to say that we think he handled his situation well, and he wants to impress us with what he did that day. So, even if you disagree with him, withhold your urge to give advice. Just listen. Remember, he is an adult. That's his job. He's handling it how he knows best. And any corrections coming from you are just not going to be well received. So just listen and be supportive. And when he's done talking, say something like, "Thank you for sharing that. I love hearing about your day." Just remember, your job is to support him and cheer him on and make him feel like a winner. And remember too, like I said, it's his job, it's not your job. So you don't have all of the facts about how he made his decisions. So trust me, you're gonna feel like such a sense of relief if you will work on letting go of trying to give him advice and tell him how to do his job. It's kind of a crazy thing, inspiring. Okay, so listening to your husband this way will make him feel so respected, which in turn will help him give you the love that you need. Did you catch that? I kind of went really slowly on that sentence on purpose. When your husband feels like you believe he is a winner, he is going to be happier and he is going to be much more likely to give you the love you need in return. But when he thinks you believe that he is a loser, it causes him to back away and try less. I know, crazy, right? But that's the way it works. So our job is to make our husband feel like a winner. That will build him up and give him the ability to just soar in this world. No matter what's going on at work, he knows he can come home and feel like a winner. That's how I want my husband to feel. Okay, girls, I hope this was helpful. So give it a try today. And then if you don't mind, I would suggest give it a try for 5 days. Make this, you know, a week-long effort and see what happens. See if you notice any changes. I would love to hear how it goes. And I know that this is easier said than done. So if you would like a little guidance and accountability as you work on it, please reach out to me. I have some great tools that will help you along in your journey. So thank you so much for listening in. And remember, I have created a free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And don't forget to join me in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And also, as you know, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you so much. I will look forward to talking to you next week.